You need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
You recently switched from flying private to flying commercial.
No, I didn't fly private while I was in this job.
On that issue, pollution, I understand that you came here with a private jet. Is that an environmental way to travel?
It's the only choice for somebody like me.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
In the words of the Canadian poet, Lieutenant Colonel John McCree, and I quote it, to you from falling, from failing, excuse me.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
She was upset at like 8:30. I was like, you need to go to Finland.
Are you trying to keep us out of Del Boca Vista?
Maybe if you lived in Florida, you'd be upset 24
That's
hours
true.
A day.
That's true. Time to move.
You think you can keep us out of Florida?
We're moving in lock, stock, and barrel. And I dare you to keep me out.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. We're going through the day here. It is Monday, and having a good time, I hope. 844-500-4242. Senator Warren announces her reelection campaign because there's more money she can fill her bank accounts with being a senator from Massachusetts. I think this is a case where she doesn't want to be if she's not a senator, what is she? You know, I don't think it's like she has a fulfilling life as a human being. Her whole life is politics. She can't retire. She'll be 76 when she's running for reelection. She'll be 82 when she finishes her term. And who thinks this will be her last term? She'll probably be like Dianne Feinstein and try to go for another term. I know Ed Markey would love to go for another term, and he's even older. He's like, what, 78, 79 now? None of these people ever retire. You know, it used to be they'd retire, but they'd stay in Washington. Now they don't even retire. They want to die. I guess it's the wrong way to put it, die with their boots on, because that means dying in combat, dying in the military. That's the last damn thing they want to die. They want to die with their slippers on, with their Gucci's on. Do Gucci's make shoes? Whatever the fancy shoes are from Italy. All right, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. 508, now that Granny is in, we need Operation Chaos to replace her with someone more woke. I think Ayanna Pressley would have been the logical one, but I think she's making big bucks with her jailbird husband. He's into the consulting game. She's making big money, and it's not like she has a law degree or anything to fall back on. She ain't going anywhere. I don't think she's going to, you know, Joe Kennedy tested it out, and now he sleeps with the fishes, you know. I don't think Ayanna's going to test the waters. I think the fake Indian will slide back in. Jeff Deal is going to run against her. Maybe this time he's working his way down from 36 to 35. Maybe he can get down to 32-31% of the vote this time. Maybe this time he can lose both both Whitman and Abington that he used to represent in the legislature. He just lost Abington last time around, running for governor. He took Whitman by a whopping 50 votes or something. Anyway, time now for the chump line. Anytime, Today's Trump Line is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. Save $10 plus get free shipping at balance7.com when you put in code Howie.
If Come we're having on, a problem. Howie, the lights are on with Brandon. They're just emergency lights.
They're dim bulbs. Let's put it that way. Very dim bulbs. They're not even LED lights.
Once again, it's not my private jet. I only fly on my family's private jet or a government private jet.
Yeah, I think he was splitting hairs when he said he doesn't fly private jets. I mean, as far as he's concerned, it is his private jet. And by the way, did they ever? I know they had the flying squirrel on the market, but did the Heinz family ever replace the flying squirrel? Did they sell it eventually? You know, I don't think Teresa's Mama T is getting around too much anymore. They may not have actually replaced the flying jet. But that raises an important question. How does he get down to Martha's Vineyard? I guarantee you he ain't on no ferry like the hoi polloi.
Well, Ed, I see that Chris Christie made a trip into New Hampshire today.
You are correct, sir.
He registered 5.4 on the Richter scale.
I wish Caroline were here. She knows the name of that diner. What is it called? The Red Something Diner? I think he lived there when he was in. They were running out of hash browns and blueberry muffins when he was campaigning in New Hampshire back in 2016. Is it the Red Hawk Diner? I think there's a couple of them in southern New Hampshire. That's where he lived there practically.
Howie, don't hate on Joe Biden by having those kids stand up. He just wanted to see where the kids were so he can smell their hair.
I know, sometimes you want to just, you know, as much as you want to do something, you just have to pass it up because it's just not the right time. And today was one of those days. The Red Arrow Diner. Great, that's it. I knew it was Red Hawk, Red Arrow, something. I knew it was a Native American type of diner name.
Here's three criteria Pocahontas has for her reelection announcement. A Native headdress, a peace pipe, and a battle cry.
The Red Arrow Diner has just gone online. They're looking for more help, more short order cooks and more waiters and waitresses for when if Chris Christie's going to run for president. You talk about what's the old saying? A triumph of hope over experience. That's what a Chris Christie candidacy would be.
My Irish ancestors came from country Cork County, Cork County. I get so intimidated by the thought that my ancestors came from country Cork.
I wish I'd thought of that. It was confusing. He was confusing in the poem last week. County and country, county, country, county, country, county Cork. Country Cork, County Galway, Country Galway, et cetera, et cetera.
Joe Biden loves ice cream, but hates Americans.
That's true. Who invented chocolate chip ice cream? It was Americans. Take that, Joe. Put that in your fake Indian Elizabeth Warren peace pipe and smoke it.
Democrat math quiz of the day. Which is greater, John Kerry's metric ton private jet consumption or Jerry Nadler's metric ton Ben and Jerry's consumption?
I think Joe Biden's the Ben and Jerry's guy. I think Nadler is more of a hot dog guy. He's a Nathan's hot dog guy.
I'm surprised Brandon didn't give a shout-out to Joe Medicine Crow. Not a joke.
Is that the guy that Obama, said hello to before he mentioned the Fort Hood massacre by the Palestinian terrorist? I probably was.
Welcome to the world's first totally automated airliner. We are leveling off at 42,000 feet en route to Europe. And rest assured that nothing can go wrong. Go wrong.
Yeah, you know, that we did that hour, I think, on Thursday night. And, man, people were talking about that, telling me about that all weekend, telling me how much they had thought about that. I mean, you know, again, it's one thing to have diversity and equity and inclusion on the, you know, in the human resources department, or, you know, even in a courtroom, you know, where a clerk or an appeals court can straighten it out. But you don't want too much celebration of diversity when you're in either an airline or in an operating room at a hospital. At least I don't. That would have been a good poll question for the Wall Street
Journal.
Celebrate
diversity when we land safely.
Yeah, we could celebrate diversity when they bring out the...
Celebrate anything you want. Just get me down in one piece.
Right, right. We can celebrate diversity at the parking garage at Logan Airport. It'll be a pain in the rear end to get out if we're celebrating diversity and everything's broken and nobody knows what's going on. But we can get out alive. That's the important thing.
Yeah, Howie, isn't this kind of incompetence from the Biden administration? Isn't that always met with a Profiles in Courage award?
Yes, or doing the wrong thing, like Fauci. I mean, Fauci could get a Profile in Courage award for 10 years running for being so wrong and so wrong-headed. And then he got a national panhandler or panhandler broadcasting system 2-hour documentary about what a wonderful guy he was. That was like the rubbing salt in the wound, as the New York Post put it in their editorial.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message anytime between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. every weekday. The number, if you want to call and leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you just like to hear a second Chump Line of the day with all brand new messages, go to Chopped Chumps. We post that with all the extra messages we didn't have room or time for just now. It's posted every weeknight around 7 p.m. Get Chopped Chumps, the second Chump Line of the day, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. Save $10 plus get free shipping at balance7.com when you put in code Howie.
My Irish ancestors came from country Cork, County Cork, country, County Cork, County, country Cork. I get so intimidated by the thought that my ancestors came from country Cork.
That was a good one. That was a good one from Whisperin' Joe. We'll have his whispering about how many charging stations he's building when we come back. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show. Say what you will about him.
He's a common, ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English.
He doesn't even speak good English.
He's Howie Carr, and he's here to stay.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. Save $10 plus free shipping at balance7.com when you put in code Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is, do you believe your children will be better or worse off than you've been? Better, worse, or about the same?
Worse, I'm sad to say.
86% say worse, 6% say better, and 8% say about the same.
All right. I was mentioning the Red Arrow Diner and in New Hampshire and saying that Christy will be living there. 603 says, don't get the Red Arrow canceled. Not Native American. Name comes from big curved Red Arrow sign pointing at the door. When you cause heap big brouhaha. Sorry about that. 860, New Jersey has far better diners than New Hampshire. The big boys should stay in the Garden State. Another 603, the Dunks also goes on red alert when Christie is in New Hampshire. Everywhere goes on red alert when wherever Christie is. Remember when he was when he was governor and he had the tickets at the Meadowlands to the Jets and the Giants. They gave him a suite because it was a state facility, and they were running up these huge bills for the NFL games. And it wasn't booze; it was like pizza and steak. Shish kebab, subs, all that. He was just like, they were just eating the play. They were eating them out of house and home there. 844-500-4242. Remember in the old days when Fidel Castro was the dictator of Cuba and people were trying to escape, and the only thing they couldn't use boats because they weren't allowed to have boats because they were afraid they'd use them. So they were converting the old cars like the DeSotos and the Packards from the 50s into seagoing vehicles to get to the Keys. Well, communists still control the once beautiful island, but there is a new technological way of getting out. Two Cuban migrants flew into Key West International Airport Saturday on a motorized hang glider, police say. Wow. Talk about how dangerous is that? You're in over the shark infested waters. I don't know if they're shark infested or not, but they seem appropriate for the occasion, don't they? Shark infested waters. That's how bad you want to get off the island. And yet we're told it's a wonderful place by all the members of the Democrat caucus, including people from Massachusetts like Jim McGovern. They all wanted to go down and lead the delegation for the funeral of Fidel Castro. 844-500-4242. Stop me if you've heard this one before. Hollywood's top Native American producer is a fake, activists claim. Award-winning Heather Ray, 56. She served on the Indigenous Alliance of the Academy of Motion Pictures, the Oscars, previously headed up the Sundance Institute's Native American program, and it claims, my mother was Indian and my father was a cowboy. Native American activists now insist she's at best 1/2048. So she's half as Indian as the fake Indian. She is married to another Hollywood producer, Russell Friedenberg. What tribe is he a member of? And the eldest of their three children is named Johnny Sequoia. Johnny Sequoia. So Johnny Sequoia, who's a woman, by the way. The most Johnny Sequoia could be then is 1/4096th Indian. But her name is Johnny Sequoia. And by the way, they did some research into her background. And, remember Elizabeth Warren? It turns out one of her ancestors was in the Tennessee militia when they ran the Cherokees out the Trail of Tears to Oklahoma. Well, it turns out that this fake Indian's fourth great grandparents, Jane Lassiter, she won acreage in Alabama in the Cherokee Land Lottery, which redistributed areas previously settled by Native Americans. It was only open to non-Cherokees. She's really like Elizabeth Warren.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
She identifies as transgender.
She does identify as transgender, yes. Is
there- so the story is going away very soon. Very soon. The Nashville shooting will be dropped like the proverbial hot potato, like the non-binary shooter at the gay bar in Colorado Springs. Like,
we've identified the shooter as Audrey Hale, 28-year-old female that lived in the Nashville area. We have investigations ongoing now at the residence on Brightwood Avenue.
Well, that chief of police just lost his job for misgendering.
Did he misgender her? Okay, because she hasn't changed her. Has she changed her name?
She preferred the name Aiden, is what some of the other socials had shown.
So he did dead name her.
I don't think it was an official dead name. I don't think this individual had officially changed his or her name.
Well, you know, Turtle Boy Sports, his name is Aiden, and he always says, why do they always have to be named Aiden? I guess this is another case for Turtle Boy to ponder as he reads the social media before it disappears, because it is going away. Like, when was the last time you heard about the Waukesha guy who mowed down everybody? That black racist. He's disappeared from media. He's gone because he was killing white people and Asians with his. With his truck rampage right before Christmas a couple of years ago. 844-500-4242. 617 says, if Johnny Sequoia, that's the fake Indians kid. Johnny, you don't have to keep the name Johnny Sequoia anymore. The gag's over. You've been busted, okay? But I'll bet Johnny Sequoia, who's a female, by the way, will keep the name. Johnny Sequoia, I think he went to school with my cousin, Dutch Elm. That reminds me of a joke that Barney Frank used to tell. There was a guy from a Republican from Essex County, a state rep, and Barney Frank used to say, that guy is so dumb that he's the only human being that is susceptible to catching Dutch Elm disease. And I wrote that down and put it in my column one time. And so the guy bought a book one time, this state rep. Name was John Gray. He's not a bad guy. And I said, John, how do you want me to sign this book? And he goes, you know how I want it signed, to Dutch. I said, okay. Okay. It's fine with me. Don't blame me for it. I didn't come up with it. Barney came up with it. 844-500-4242. Can you explain in non-woke English, was the shooter a guy or a girl? The shooter was a woman who identified as a male. Is that clear enough, Taylor?
I think so. It seems that the police chief wasn't entirely sure, but I do
but that
believe
was
that's
an early,
the case.
But that was an early moment, though, wasn't it?
That was only a few minutes ago. They started the conference, yeah, about quarter past this hour. So,
by the way, before we get to the Biden cuts, I wanted to play here. Well, this is a perfect time to do this. This was a story in the New York Post. Trans woman left sobbing in JFK airport after TSA agent hit her testicles. Her testicles. I'm just reading here. I'm a news reader. This is the New York Post. Blame them. A transgender woman was left in tears at JFK Airport after she claimed the TSA agent punched her in the testicles while she was going through security. The unidentified flyer took to social media to vent about the incident in which she said the agent, quote, humiliated, unquote, her in front of everyone in a series of posts that have since been deleted, according to the outlet. Hi, so a TSA agent at JFK Airport punched me in the genitalia, yelled at me for having a penis. And then there's a question mark after penis.
Excuse me, it's ma'am.
And humiliated me in front of everyone after I told her to please stop. She captioned a photo of herself crying in the airport bathroom, according to a screenshot of the post. But the embarrassment didn't stop there, according to the woman. Again, I'm reading from the New York Post. The TSA agent followed me into the woman's bathroom and began talking about me to a coworker while I sobbed in a stall. She wrote, asking friends on the internet for advice as to what she should do next. Okay, now again, this is from the Daily Mail now, and the Daily Mail is being quoted by the New York Post, which is what I'm quoting. In a follow-up post, she said she was left crying for over an hour and said, quote, my balls still hurt so bad.
What about this person that isn't a lady? Well, his penis. Her penis.
In response to the woman's post, JFK Airport apologized for the incident. We apologize for your experience, the airport tweeted in response, according to the Daily Mail. Your comments have been noted and shared. 844-500-4242. Okay, so, you know, it's tough covering Joe Biden because you never know which numbers are right or which stories are true or anything like that. So we have another problem with numbers here today. So the first one is he was talking about charging stations. He was talking about charging stations in the United States of America. This was earlier, last week or the week before. Let's hear that cut, Taylor.
You know, this is going to have a major impact on the environment, what we're doing, specifically reducing carbon in the air as we begin to move these 500,000 charging stations around the world, I mean, around the country. And ultimately, it's going to take millions of barrels of oil off the road.
I don't know how it's going to take the barrels of oil off the road, but he said 500,000 charging stations. But I don't know that I caught that correctly, Brandon. I know you're in Ottawa, so how many charging stations was that?
We're going to build 5,500 electric charging stations. Guess who builds them?
I don't know. I'm still confused. Is it 500,000 or is it 5,500? Guess who builds them? 844-500-4242-339. I feel a lawsuit coming against the TSA. All right. We're going to take some calls here, but I want to read a couple more stories before we go on. An employee at a Family Dollar store in Arizona has been arrested for shooting a shoplifter who slugged him in the face when the worker asked him to leave. The employer, Kevin Salas Madrid, encountered the alleged serial shoplifter. There never used to be serial shoplifters until 2020. Do you remember the days before we had serial shoplifters in the United States of America? If you shoplifted something two or three times, you got locked up. And then you learned a lesson, most likely. The serial shoplifter warned the suspect to stop stealing and exit the dollar store, the Family Dollar store. The pair then began arguing when the shoplifter punched Madrid in the face, at which point the store worker pulled a gun and opened fire, the outlet reported. He allegedly shot the suspect 10 times and continued to fire even as when the man was on the floor, Fox 10 Phoenix reported. The victim was rushed to a local hospital with critical injuries. 10 shots while he was standing over him and the guy survived? What was he shooting him with? A BB gun? Madrid later told police he did not see if the man had any weapons. He just got angry when he was got punched in the face, as who wouldn't, right? Police reportedly described in a probable cause statement that Madrid, quote, stated he had made the worst decision of his life. He was ultimately charged with attempted murder, among other counts. The statement adds, Kevin explained he was struck in the face and decided to shoot, but looking back, he realized it was egregious. Would one shot have been okay? How many? At what point does it become egregious, according to state law or municipal law in Arizona? 844-500-4242. How do those charging stations run on diesel? I don't know. It's a good question. He seems really fascinated and enthralled with the charging stations. I think because they're all going to cost like $500,000 a piece.
Well, guess what? You guys are going to install 500,000 charging stations around the country.
So he said 50, 500,000, 500,000 again, and 5,500. How do we know it's not 5,555 or 55 or 55 million? It's got fives in it, though. We know that. It's got fives in it. 844-500-4242. Nick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Nick.
Yes, Howie. I just heard our esteemed leader. I just came home and clicked on the news talking about this transgendered shooting, and he mentioned that there were two assault rifles and a pistol used, and then he muttered and stumbled on AK-47,
right,
which I highly doubt.
I mentioned that earlier. Yeah, I mean, someone told me they do make a few AK-47s in this country, but they're not a lot. They're basically a Russian gun, correct, Nick?
Yeah, exactly. So it's highly suspect. I just think it was just the stammering on his part. But again, Nick,
he's also the same guy who during the campaign in 2020, when he made one of his rare forays out into the field, he went to Michigan and he got in an argument with an auto worker over what he called AR-14s. Now, are you familiar with any AR-14s, Nick?
Well, 220, 221, whatever it takes, right?
844-500-4242. Thank you, Nick. Is anyone going to point this out on MSNBC or CNN? But no, they're not. Now that I think about it, they're not, because the story's gone. The story evaporated as soon as we found out it was transgender. And they're especially not going to embarrass him for coming out and talking about ice cream and the stupid joke about I'm Jill Biden's husband and talking about the kids standing up before he even mentions it. And then, of course, they're not going to mention the AK-47s. 844-500-4242. Making any changes in your life this year? I've actually found that the smallest changes to your routine can make the biggest impact. In the same way, you don't have to break the bank to make a big deal purchase. Even the smallest things can be part of a big change if it's something you use every day, like my Raycons. When I'm in the car on Sunday just driving around, I'm listening to the Magic Radio, and I listened to the 60s station, and I was listening. I heard Bob Dylan. I hadn't played Bob Dylan for a long time, so this morning on my walk to the Breakers, I put on Bob Dylan's greatest hits. I like even Volume 2 better than Volume 1 because he's with the band, and he's got all these great songs. Bob Dylan is so good, and I know a lot of you think he's got a terrible voice, but when he's got the band backing him up, and he had some really good people backing him up even before the band. It's just fantastic music, and that's the thing. You can get into music you haven't heard in a while, or you can't really appreciate it until you've heard it on your Raycons. Raycons is premium audio at the perfect price point, so you can build great habits without breaking the bank. And if someone you know that you live with or work with doesn't like Bob Dylan, you don't have to worry about that anymore. Just plug in your Raycons into your earbuds and you're all set.
And it's not just music, of course. You can take calls on your Raycons as well, and it's so convenient. It's hands-free. I mean, it's just really ease of access. It frees up your hands. You can continue to do work. You can continue driving. Whatever you are doing, there's no distractions whatsoever, and the call quality is second to none.
Exactly. Everything is second to none with Raycons. Even if you know you'll love your Raycons as much as I do, Raycon wants to make sure you feel great about your purchase. They offer buy now, pay later options. Every purchase has an easy and free return guarantee. And some of their additional features, 3 customizable sound profiles, earbud tap functions, noise isolation, and awareness mode. So in case somebody comes up and starts tapping, you won't have to wait for them to start tapping you on the shoulder. You'll know they're on their way. Ready to buy something small with a big impact? Go to buyraycon.com/Howie today to get your 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to score 15% off. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
This is God-fearing American Comfort. We don't take kindly to outsiders trying to tell us how to live.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back.
Politicians are a lot like diapers. They should be changed frequently and for the same reason.
Howie Carr is back.
Unsure. I believe one may have been, but I can't confirm that.
Did the shooter have any criminal history?
No history at all.
And no motive at this point? Anything discovered in the apartment or house?
No, we have a manifesto. We have some writings that we're going over that pertain to this date, the actual incident. We have a map drawn out of how this was all going to take place. There's right now a theory of that we may be able to talk about later, but it's not confirmed. And so we'll put that out as soon as we can.
A theory. 617 says, when the shooter is conservative, bad people, bad ideology. When the shooter is transgender, whoa, wait, buddy, we can't judge an entire group simply because of one mass shooter. Exactly. That's exactly right.
We can give you that at a later time. There is some theory to that. We're investigating all the leads, and once we know exactly, we'll let you know.
So what's the target?
Right there, he was saying there's a theory that the shooting was motivated by what this individual identified as.
Meaning transgender.
Correct.
Okay. All right. 844-500. We'll keep talking about this after the top of the hour. People are giving Bob Dylan a lot of grief, as they always do whenever I mention Bob Dylan. He sounds okay when the band is drowning him out. But other than that, come on. You don't get lyrics like this from anybody else. From Desolation Row. I received your letter yesterday about the time the doorknob broke. You asked, how was I doing? Was that some kind of joke?
Well, that's the problem. You have to look up the lyrics to understand what he's saying.
I could understand that lyric. I know that lyric.
Well, you were also doing a little something back when you were originally listening to him.
All these people that you mentioned, yes, I know them. They're quite lame. I had to rearrange their faces and give them all another name. That's why I got the Nobel Prize for poetry, man. Good stuff. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hello, Howie. I just wanted to give you some clarification on those numbers for the charging stations. What they're actually proposing is 5 total stations at a cost of $550 million.
That's probably it, Mike. Thank you for that clarification. That's the way it's going to work out. And on any given day, on a good day, 2 of them will be operating. 2. On a bad day, 0. Thanks for the call, Mike. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. We'll be back and we'll talk about, we got a lot of other stuff to get to as well. I'm Howie Carr.